Good morning and welcome to the social circle. It's time to stay social while being socially distant, of course. I'm here with, once again, for the fifth time, Balloon. we're just kicking it. There's no background music this time, although it was really nice. So much has gone on in the past 48 hours with the NBA trades, and we're gonna break it down piece by piece, because let's just stick to one team at a time. Really, should we even bother starting with Chris Paul? Like I mean, we knew that was gonna happen.
Start wherever you
want to
start, man.
All right, fuck it. So Chris Paul agreed to a 4-year, $120 million contract.
That's a lot of money for him.
That is a lot of money for a 36-year-old.
Exactly, that's a lot of money.
So that tells me that he's going to retire with the Suns, unless he wants to pull some shit, like, you know, I'm going to keep going.
I don't know where he would go last minute like that. Mm. What the fuck?
I have no idea.
Sorry for the minor interruption, but yeah, I don't know where he would go aside from Phoenix right now. I mean, he wanted to go there. He's good friends with Monty. He already has chemistry with the team. Mm-hmm. He went to the finals with them. They're still a good team despite all these teams coming back. Different, some different, but mostly healthy. It's still a good team, but compared to all the other teams, it's kind of hard to see him getting back there again. Not to the playoffs, so much more to the finals. It's hard kind of see him get there again. But
yeah,
anything is possible. You know, the NBA is crazy.
Right, I know that. But, like, yeah, I feel like it's going to be tougher for Phoenix this upcoming season. Absolutely. Yeah.
Think about all the teams in the West right now.
You got to think about the Los Angeles Lakers, which are now considered, well, at least in my opinion, the team to beat. You know, like the Lakers are a major fucking threat.
What a cast of players, right?
What?
Who would have thought Carmelo and LeBron James would be on the same team?
Yeah, who would have thought that?
At least this far out in their career, you know what I'm saying?
For those who don't know, Carmelo Anthony signed a 1-year deal with the Los Angeles Lakers, as well as Dwight Howard. So now it's the big five, I guess you could call it. LeBron, Anthony Davis, Russell Westbrook, Carmelo, and Dwight Howard.
Yeah, but even though that sounds nice, you got to take age into consideration. Carmelo's like the oldest player.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So
I'll give you that.
I got to sacrifice, because that's a lot of big egos on that team.
But then again, look at what Chris Paul's done at his age. Look what fucking, you know, LeBron has done at his age, and he's still in it. You know.
Yeah, but not everybody's LeBron though.
I'm sure, if I'm not mistaken, isn't Dwight Howard older than LeBron?
That's a good question.
I don't even know. But yeah.
You want to look it up right now?
Probably.
Ollie plays at center, bro, so he's not really
playing up and down
the court like that.
So Dwight Howard is 35, so he's not old. But I mean, shit. The Lakers, wow, like the fucking Lakers are they're looking like an all-star team. Now, if you had Melo and Dwight Howard in their prime, as you know, they've been in the league for a while, especially Carmelo. Carmelo in his prime, yeah, maybe. I feel like Carmelo in his prime.
Yeah, Carmelo in his prime is one of the best scorers.
Absolutely. And, you know, if Carmelo in his prime was on the Lakers now with, you know, LeBron and all those other dudes, they would definitely win the finals this year. Or at least make it, you know. I feel like they would walk through the entire Western Conference. And that's probably what they're going to do this season. But we'll see what happens.
Remember, Utah stays with the current team. They're always consistently first in the West.
Mm-hmm.
They're almost like what Toronto used to be. When LeBron was in the Cavs, how Toronto was always top seed, but they used to always get knocked out by LeBron and the Cavs every single trip.
Yep, yep.
But, hey, they were close to Utah.
So next free agent signing, Kyle Lowry to the Miami Heat for 3 years, $90 million.
That's a great place for Kyle.
35-year-old point guard, sign and trade, and they sent, oh, wow, Miami sent Goran Dragic and Precious Achiuwa to Toronto.
He keeps talking about that they should start him, that he's good, but they gave him a chance. Precious. I mean, he's gone now, but.
And, you know, everyone's been talking about, you know, Kyle Lowry and Jimmy Butler. That would. I don't know, man.
Somebody else went there. I keep forgetting the person's name.
Shit.
Because, you know, Jimmy Butler, Kyle Lowry, bam. It's somebody else. I forgot who it was.
Robinson is over there.
Nah, not Duncan Robinson. It was somebody else. They signed somebody else, dude. Seriously. That's why I said they're like a real good team right now. Let's find out. Let's find out. Let's see. Report Miami Heat signing forward Markieff Morris.
Yeah, okay, yep.
No, that's what I was talking about. PJ Tucker got sent.
Oh, yeah. My bad. I totally forgot about that. PJ Tucker also signed with the Miami Heat. So, what does that tell you there? Like,
they're trying to win.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But how can they do it?
I mean, they got Kyle Lowry. I mean, you seen what they did. Even though it was the bubble, you seen they got to the finals.
Oh, yeah.
And you see how they play if they're on one. They play a real good team, really good defensive team, especially now after all those trades.
I'm going to say personally, and it's not because I'm a Celtics fan. It's because, like, I saw the way Miami played that last year. That they shouldn't have been in the finals. It should have been the Celtics. I don't know what the fuck happened to the Celtics that year.
I don't think we don't have a big guy that can match Bam on the Celtics.
If we kept that Horford, that probably would have changed everything.
I mean, I feel like you give Al Horford too much credit.
I don't know, but
I feel like you give him too much credit, bro. Just because he played over here and he's Dominican. So you
got me there. Moving on. Mike Conley re-signed to the Jazz, 3 years, $68 million. Okay.
Who?
Mike Conley re-signed with the Jazz.
Mike Conley used to be nice in Memphis. Yeah, I think he got injured. He's still, I don't know. He just doesn't. I don't know. There's something about the dude that I just don't really see the pizzazz, for lack of a better term, that I see from other point guards. Like, let me see. Kyrie, he got that pizzazz. He got that killer instinct, too. You know, if there's the timer's running down, I'll pass it to Kyrie to make the final shot. I'm pretty sure he'll make it.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking, there's a few point guards that can do that, but Mike Conley just doesn't give me that vibe. When I think of Mike Conley, I just think of, like, I don't really know. I don't really know. I was never a big fan of him, but he can produce, but he's just not, like, for that big-ass contract. How many years was it?
3 years, $68 million.
Oh, they gave him 3 years? Okay. Only gave him 3 years. All right.
You know, Utah has made some moves, one of them being trading Derek Favors prior to free agency. Just to clear up some money to get it, to, you know, pay Conley better.
I mean, he's a good point guard. He's a good. Mm-hmm. He's not super great, but he's good.
He's still young, you know, 33 years old. Yeah, you know, he's missed some games due to injury. Shit. And he's... It says that he's only played more than 51 games once in the past four seasons. And that's because of injuries.
Oh,
so, I don't know. Do you think keeping him for another 3 years is a good idea?
Mike Conley?
Yeah.
No. No. That's why they gave him 3 years.
I would have given him two. I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't be mad at them to give him a two
either. Here's another team that's like, wow. The Chicago Bulls.
Oh, man.
DeMar DeRozan signed a 3-year, $85 million contract with them.
I would play with that team in 2K now.
Another player, Lonzo Ball, 4 years, $85 million. And I think one of their players re-signed. I forget who. But if I'm not mistaken. But, yeah, DeMar DeRozan.
You hit DeMar DeRozan, man. Professional scorer. He can definitely get buckets. He was just in the wrong place in the Spurs. The Spurs are your absolutely team, and they're not really in the win-now type of stage. They're more in the develop type of stage. So that's a good place for him.
And let's see. They got – yeah, so they got DeRozan for who is it? Thaddeus Young, who had an expiring contract anyway, a future first round pick, and 2 second round picks to San Antonio. And online, they're grading this trade a C-.
I can see why. I can kind of see why they rated. Why do you think they rated the Lonzo Ball trade higher than that one?
Right, right. They graded the Lonzo Ball trade at A-. Well, I mean, you gotta think about Zach LaVine, like who's
DeMar DeRozan,
and Lonzo and Zach LaVine, you know?
Yeah.
All that shit.
That's good. They're definitely, if they play hard, they can do like a.
So here's.
You see, Memphis got there.
Yeah. Yeah, that was interesting.
You see,
that was interesting.
Memphis got this.
I saw that. I'm like, what? The Memphis? Knicks, get the fuck out of here. The Knicks, yep.
You see?
It's been a while for the Knicks, too. Fucking.
So imagine. That's. The Knicks got there. So that means Chicago has a chance to get there, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Here's what they traded for Lonzo. Thomas Satoransky, Garrett Temple, a future second round pick. And this move could help keep LaVine in Chicago, who was eligible for a huge extension.
Yeah, I fuck with LaVine.
Yeah.
No, he was saying too, I think he said he commented something about the team. Oh, remember he said if he wants a contract, it'll be respected. Mm. He wouldn't respect him.
Mm-hmm.
So he needs a good contract. They gave him, they should give him a lot of money because he deserves it.
Yeah.
And now he got a couple people can rely on. You got Lonzo. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He can distribute. You got Zach, and now you got DeMar DeRozan. You got two professional scorers. Savine's younger, he's more athletic. But you got DeMar DeRozan, who can handle his own. It's easy. Over 20 points per game. Solid. Yeah, that's good. That's great for that team. Like I said, they probably should switch up the coach.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think
I think they definitely need a new coach. If they wanna get as far as they want to get, you know. Hell, throw Brad Stevens over there. Maybe he'll help them out.
Adams?
No, I said Brad Stevens.
Oh, Brad Stevens. I think you're talking about Stevens. No. I don't know.
I'm like, what? Another one. I think you and I were talking about this yesterday. Andre Drummond signing with the Philadelphia 76ers. 1 year, amount to be decided. You know. And look, it says the Sixers had a hole to fill after losing backup big Dwight Howard to the Lakers. So, in other words, the Sixers didn't have a choice, but I feel like Drummond himself had a choice, you know?
Yeah.
Like why would you, I mean, okay, you know, I'm not going to shit on Embiid because he's a good player, but, you know, like, why would you want to go to a team like the Sixers? I don't understand.
That's a weird place.
It is a weird place for him. Mm-hmm.
What does he do? He pretty much just can't come block, and he just grabs a lot of boards for you. He grabs right. A lot of rebounds.
Right.
That's pretty much it.
Mm. I mean, shit.
Whatever.
Evan Fournier to the New York Knicks. 4 years, $78 million.
You said what?
Evan Fournier, who played for the Celtics, and he was a free agent this year. He signed with the Knicks, 4 years, $78 million. I know. I really can't say much about that either.
Me neither. Like, I don't really know.
Right. Mm-hmm. Here's a name you might know. Tim Hardaway Jr., Dallas Mavericks, re-signed a 4-year, $72 million contract.
That's interesting.
Because Hardaway may not be a shooter, may not be the shooter that Harris is. You know, Joe Harris.
Mm-hmm.
But he keeps improving by, you know, he connected. Last season, he connected 30. Apparently, this is improvement to them. 39.1% from beyond the arc last season. And his ability to space the floor for Dallas is indispensable with Luka Doncic running the show. Fair to say?
Yeah. Tim Hardaway is a chucker, though. Like,
yeah.
He likes to chuck.
Yeah, he does. Like Jared Allen, Cleveland Cavaliers. 5 years, $100 million. Mm.
Them and the Pistons right now.
But didn't they have Jared Allen before?
Like, bro, I don't even know.
I feel like
Jared Allen has to do with the afro, right?
Yeah, with the big ass afro. Let's see. All right, so.
Yeah, exactly what I thought he played. He played for the Nets.
He played for the Nets, yeah.
I knew it. Yeah,
last season. He played for the Nets up until last season. And when he became a free agent.
They gave it to a buddy over there, or they traded him?
No, they traded him, yeah. Yeah. Well, he was a restricted free agent. So, okay. You know, he basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are you doing with Larry Markkinen? He was another bright spot on that team. Him and Zach LaVine.
Mm-hmm.
What is he doing right now? Minnesota Timberwolves interested in Larry Markkinen. Oh, man. I'm surprised they'll still be able to keep him. Well, they still got him after all those trades they did. Larry Markkinen. wanted a contract more than what the Spurs were willing to pay. To stay on the Bulls. That's crazy, bro.
We talked a little bit about Duncan Robinson re-signing. He signed a 5-year, $90 million. They said this is the largest deal ever for an undrafted player. And the deal also includes an ETO after the 4th year. I don't know what an ETO is.
ETO?
ETO, I have no idea. All right, on to the Knicks. Derrick Rose, 3 years, $43 million. Re-signed with the Knicks. You know, they got... I don't even know, man. I still think D. Rose should just hang it up, man.
I like D. Rose a lot, man.
I like him. I just think, you know, with this... Shit, he's always hurt, man. He's always fucking hurt.
Some people just can't come back. Paul George broke his leg. Some players. See, that's two different levels to it. You see Paul George, right? How he broke his leg?
Yeah.
You see how he's playing? Now look at Gordon Hayward and how he's playing. There's levels to it. You see? This nigga, even though it was longer ago, he played sometimes you forget that happened to him. Just like Westbrook, when he hurt his knee. When Patrick Beverly shoved him into the fucking thing.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you forget Westbrook ever got injured because he still plays like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he plays like he never got hurt.
That's what I'm saying. The average person now, like newer, you ask them what players have injured, they won't name Westbrook because they don't really remember it like that.
No, and I take back what I said about Derrick Rose being old. He's only 33. well, they're saying as long as he... Yeah, like... When he was available, Rose was excellent, mostly off the bench, and proved to be a spark plug for the Knicks during their unexpected run to the postseason. Like that was really unexpected, to me as well. Yeah. As long as he stays healthy and his knee doesn't give him trouble, he should be fine.
He should be fine. Yeah, he should be cool. He still can contribute.
This guy, Alex Caruso.
Caruso
on the Chicago Bulls now.
I forgot he's on the Bulls too. I would definitely play with them as a team. Now. The
Lakers are, yep.
What?
He signed a 4-year, $37 million deal. Wow, he's really good, man. He's fucking, his three-pointers. But did he even play much? Because it says he only hit 40.1%. I feel like with those numbers, he didn't play much.
I think so.
I don't know. I mean, at least that's what it sounds like. Let's see. Yeah, he says he's one of the best perimeter defenders, and he's great in transition. So he definitely upgrades the Bulls bench. another one with the Nets, with the Brooklyn Nets. Blake Griffin re-signed 1 year. Amount to be decided. Damn. He really wanted to leave Detroit. He really wanted to fucking leave Detroit. But then again, has he really been all that since his first year with the Clippers? Blake Griffin?
I think he played, like, when he was on the Pistons, he was playing, like, a little shitty so they can move him. Maybe willing to move him.
No, I mean, because it says he wanted to get out of there, you know?
Yeah, that's my point.
For Portland, Norman Powell re-signed about 5 years, $90 million. Here's a guy that would score nearly 20 points per night. You know, he had 18.6 between Toronto and Portland last season. All right, Cameron Payne, Phoenix Suns, 3 years, $19 million. I feel like they you know, the Suns are gonna lose. I don't know if they're gonna keep like signing people in free agency. They probably got to offer like small contracts, cause, you know. Let's face it, Chris Paul is the highest paid player on that team. We don't know their budget or the salary cap or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. But then again, they knew Chris Paul wasn't going to take the $44 million offer for him. They knew he wasn't going to take that shit.
How do you know?
Because even though he's getting old, he still got it. He still shows that he still got it. You know? Like, if I'm 36 years old and I'm fucking, you know, still on my game and shit, you know, still doing what I was doing when I was fucking 19, 20, whatever, I want more. I want the same respect that y'all gave me when I started. Even if I didn't start in your team, when I started in the league in general, give me that same respect that the shitty ass team that picked me up from the draft gave me. You know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. Will Barton, Denver Nuggets. 2 years, $32 million. We don't know much about him, do we?
Will Barton?
Yeah.
He's nice. He's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's good.
So you think it's a good deal?
What was
the deal again? It was 2 years, $32 million. With the Nuggets.
That's not outrageous. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
It's okay, I guess.
What about Bobby Portis, Milwaukee Bucks, 2 years, $9 million? He says he probably could have got a bigger deal. But I guess he doesn't want to leave Milwaukee. He said Milwaukee feels like home, and he doesn't want to leave. That that's why he's gonna take shit money for that. Like seriously. Where the fuck? Oh. Did we talk about John Collins? No, we didn't talk about
him. Yeah, you showed me. Yeah, I mean, that's where else would he go? I mean, he fits there. You see what they do. Wild moves.
So John Collins signed a 5-year, $125 million contract to stay with the Hawks. He's going to be back with Trae Young and company. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it even says he was expected to re-up with Atlanta and run it back with Trae Young. And Trae Young just signed a huge contract last night. That was incredible.
So what, bro? What's he doing? Chilling?
I'm about to go to the shop real quick. I hear something loose on my shit, so I'm gonna go check it out.
Alright.
I'll be back in a few.
Alright.
Alright, bro. Oh, shit. Oh, God. I'm so tired. Yo, you're fucking this up, man. Oh, shit. Fuck. What was I at? Okay, yeah, here we go. Yeah, so we just talked about, we talked about this earlier. PJ Tucker signed into the Miami Heat for 2 years, $15 million. Do you think he should have left Milwaukee?
Do I think he should have left Milwaukee?
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't have to.
But now it's like, you know, Miami's the team of the East to fucking be afraid of somewhat.
Yeah, that's a
great. And also the Brooklyn Nets, if they could stay healthy with all the weapons they got, I'm not so sure about the Knicks. Maybe they'll make it to the playoffs again if they're lucky. Shit.
Flavo.
Oh, and PJ Tucker's another one, man. He's 38. He's 36 years old. Huh. And they're saying that he's on the decline. His numbers with Houston and Milwaukee past seasons have proved that. So I don't know, man. He's a to be continued. We'll see what happens.
What else is right now?
Devontae Graham, New Orleans Pelicans.
My dude.
He left the Hornets to go to the Pelicans. 4 years, $47 million.
He's all right. He shows signs that he can be a all-star player. Yeah. He's still young too.
True. Nicholas Batum, Los Angeles Clippers, 2 years, amount to be decided. I don't know. Oh, here's one that you know. Rashawn Holmes, Sacramento Kings, 4 years, $55 million. Getting a good deal.
Okay. The Sacramento needs to follow behind on what Chicago's doing.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Even though Chicago, I guess, technically is a bit better market than Sacramento, but still, like, Sacramento, Southern California, whatever. And you've seen what Chicago was able to do?
Yeah.
So try to get some pieces. They kept Buddy Hield, right?
Yeah.
Okay. They still got Willie Cauley-Stein?
Let's find out right now.
Willie Cauley-Stein?
Yeah, they still got Buddy Hield and You said Collie Stein?
Willie Collie Stein.
No. No, they don't got him. He is on. He's on Dallas. Willie Collie Stein is on Dallas.
Oh, I forgot about that. You see. Flabbert.
Oh, what the fuck! I forgot about that shit. fucking. Otto Porter Jr.
Front of that shit.
What?
Who was the front of that shit?
It fell off. Oh, here it is. Wait, yeah, here it is.
Fucking Otto Porter Jr. He went from Orlando to the Warriors on a 1-year deal to be decided. He could shoot from the wing, defend multiple positions while doing it on a minimum contract. So there's no reason to praise the Warriors for snatching up Otto Porter. Nah, here's one. Rudy Gay. On the Utah Jazz, 2 years, $12 million.
Huh?
Rudy Gay, 2 years, $12 million with the Jazz.
Okay.
Yeah. That's my reaction to. Damn, he's been in the league 16 years now. Man, Rudy Gay's old, bro. What the fuck?
You didn't know that?
Nah.
So that's what we said yesterday. That he's been in the league forever.
Patty Mills went from the Spurs to the Brooklyn Nets. 2 years, $12 million. Don't know about that. could he be James Harden's backup in case he gets hurt? Maybe, maybe not.
Boom.
And here's the one we've all been waiting for. Carmelo Anthony, Los Angeles Lakers. We already talked about it. They're calling it, oh my God, damn. Carmelo is 37, okay? But he can still get buckets off the bench. Absolutely, I see that. says it'll be fun to finally see him team up with his banana boat brother, LeBron James, entering his 19th year in the NBA. I'd love to see how this is gonna play out. But the first thing they say about this trade is that it's a low risk, high reward move for the Lakers. We shall see. I think they gave him 1 year because they feel like, you know, he's gonna hang it up after this season. Who knows? Yeah, and this was today. Kemba Walker wants to sign with the New York Knicks. They haven't gotten anything yet. He hasn't gotten an offer, but he was traded to the Oklahoma City Thunder in exchange for Moses Brown, 2023 second round pick, and the return of Big Al Horford. I guess I don't know what. Oh, okay, well, he's a New York kid himself. So I guess I understand now why he wants to play for the Knicks, because he grew up in the Bronx. Yeah, I guess I understand now. And that's it. Shit. A lot to look forward to this season, folks. And I don't know what to expect, man. Like, honestly, like, should we even predict the next year's playoffs right now? No. Okay. Good. I'm not gonna do that. Follow me on Breaker, Google Podcast, Pocket Cast.
I said Pocket Cast.
Radio Public, Spotify, and right here on Anchor. This is The Social Circle. I'm your host, Big Drink. I'm here with Bloom. And I don't know. That's it for me. You got anything else? Good, because I'm fucking tired. Oh, what the fuck? Yeah. See you guys later. This is it. We'll probably not be talking about NBA trades unless anything new comes up. See y'all later. Bye. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the season one finale of The Social Circle. It's time to stay social while being socially distant, of course. I'm here with two good friends of mine. Well, okay, one of them's... I'm sorry. Sorry, I fucked up. I'm here with...
He's here with his fiance and his older sister.
Yes.
Carmen Santiago and Salty Squatch.
Check out Carmen Santiago's podcast, Carmen's Corner, as well as this one. Breaker, Google Podcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, and right here on Anchor.
You know you don't really have to do that all the time.
Listen, I choose to, all right?
And makes him feel big. To go with his name.
You know, so listen, this is your debut episode. Okay. So we're talking about
the broken one's out in the open somewhere. The one that's functioning is hidden.
What the hell are we talking about? Yeah, that doll's gonna come to life one of these days and
it's not.
You know, kill Squatch in her sleep. Hey,
cards against humanity.
Oh my god.
You saw the books.
I wouldn't mind doing that.
Not right now. We don't have enough.
No.
You don't have to have that many people.
It's funner when there's more than three people.
True, true.
It gets more chaotic. And the more chaotic, the funner it is.
All right.
We're getting off topic.
Yeah, we are getting off topic. We're here to talk about sex. Yes, we're here to talk about sex.
Doing the do.
Specifically how to spice things up in the bedroom or just sex in general. This is a topic I've wanted to talk about for a while.
Because he is a pervert.
I am not a pervert.
Giggity.
So.
Not that type of pervert.
All right. So, in you guys' opinion, you know, you are both women.
Bold of you to assume I am anything but a creature.
So I'll start with Squatch. All
right.
Since it's her debut episode.
Overdue.
Yeah, way long overdue.
Always disappears whenever we're supposed to record.
Nine, five, ten,
I know.
Different conversations.
I'm sorry, okay? I'm a bad guy, I know. Mm. All right, so Squatch, how do you spice things up in the bedroom? Like what is your what do you recommend and what's your favorite personal favorite thing to do?
Honestly, I'm a novice when it comes to sex. I've had complaints, and I've been with the guy for fucking 3 fucking years, so most of what I know, me and him have learned together. But the spiciest thing we ever did was when I had a bunch of hardcover books on my bookshelf that's attached to my bed frame, and I tried to get on top, and when I smacked the headboard, all the books fell off the bookshelf, and he got hit in the head by a bunch of hardcover books. And apparently, it was quote unquote, funny as fuck when I try to sexily throw them off the bed.
What the fuck?
So I'm not really, I don't have advice for spicing shit up in the bedroom. Just try to do the opposite of what I do, which is basically wing it.
Okay. What do you think about, like, okay, I'm gonna throw some topics out there and you guys tell me what you think about it, like, and how would you do it? BDSM.
BDSM. All right, with BDSM, you need clear, constant, and fluid consent. Meaning whoever is being the master and whoever is being the submissive need to have constant consent from each other. Because when the master is in control, they actually are always getting consent. Because I've researched this topic. I got bored one night, so I researched it. The submissive has the most power during BDSM. Because without their consent, nothing moves forward.
Absolutely.
So, with that saying, if you're going to get into that, whether it be shibari, rope tying, flanges.
What is shibari?
Shibari is a type of knot work. It's based off of Japanese military rope tying styles.
So rope knots.
But yeah, but it's sexier. And there's,
I don't know what you're talking about,
because
I think I've seen a
picture. Yeah, and there's this lady named Midori. She is basically the rope master when it comes to kink tying.
Mm-hmm.
Research her if you're going to get into rope tying. She's authored a lot of books. She has videos of her work classes online still, I believe, unless YouTube has taken them down. If you're going to get into handcuffs, get the ones with the fucking safety releases.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Definitely.
Fuzzy handcuffs with safety releases. Wanna know why? Because shit goes wrong.
And you can lose the key.
Exactly. Or someone could be banging on the door and you don't... You're panicking, so you can't look for the key. Just like with rope tying. Keep safety scissors by the fucking bed, or wherever you guys are doing it, whether it be on the bed, the couch, the kitchen, because, oh, look, your parents are knocking at the door, or your siblings, or your children, you know, you just have to be prepared, and everything, like, with every aspect of sex, you have to have clear consent, because something you consented to yesterday may not be something you're consenting to today.
Yep.
With that said, if you spank someone with a paddle without consent, expect to get swung on.
Absolutely.
Because that shit would be funny. Make sure it's recording.
Oh, shit. Okay. Oh, what's this other one? Cosplay? Like
role playing.
Yeah, that. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Cosplaying is when you dress up in character for non-sexual reasons.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Furries and role-playing, which is what furries fall under, is for sexual gratification or for sexual excitement.
Mm-hmm.
It's like guys who put zip ties around their balls and accidentally cut off circulation because they're trying to get excited.
I don't see the
point. I've never heard of that.
I don't either, but there used to be some weird-ass videos on YouTube.
Okay.
Well, the lawless days of 05.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I know.
The Pain Olympics.
Yep, yep. Oh, man.
Screwdriver up the pee hole and the jar up the anus. That shit was funny.
I saw one of a buddy of mine showed me one of a guy who cut his penis and like, flipped it inside out. It was...
Yeah. Yeah, that guy won the Pain Olympics, I think.
Oh, my God.
Because the video stopped being uploaded shortly after that.
And he was laughing as he was doing it.
That's called a masochist. Like, that's someone who likes having pain inflicted on them. A sadist is someone who likes to inflict the pain. It falls under BDSM.
Okay.
Bondage, domination, sadism, masochism.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure dominance is what the D stands for. Don't quote me, because I never know what the fuck the D stands
it,
for.
It might be. I don't know.
And if you're looking to spice things up in the bedroom, and you're looking for a threesome, remember the one fucking principal rule. If she got no ID, she gets no D.
Yep. Yep. Okay. Pure and simple. Pure and simple. I agree with that.
There are fucking teenage girls who like to act like they're grown because they think they know what the world has to offer them.
And also,
who grow up to fucking resent themselves for letting themselves be taken advantage of by guys in their fucking 20s who pretend that these girls are so mature to fuck them.
Mm-hmm. Like that when they're like, especially when they're like physically developed and they're only 13, like they got big boobs, big butt, and it's like, no, you can't just assume just because you know, there's a girl walking down the street who looks over 18. You can't just assume she is. I, you know.
And these little kids need to stop learning how to contour. First off, they're not allowed to know how to do makeup better than me. That's not fair. Second off, they're making themselves present as older by doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's drawing the attention of all the fucking sickos. Mind you, I'm not shaming them for drawing the attention of the sickos.
No.
My issue is that they're fucking doing all this makeup and shit, trying to get the attention of some little fucking other pubescent boy around their age who goes to their school. Like, no, stop dressing up to the nines for school.
Mm-hmm.
Stop doing contour and shit in the morning. You're in fucking middle school and high school. Just be a fucking kid. Fuck makeup.
Yep.
Fuck those little boys. They're ugly anyways. They'll fucking piss themselves at least twice before high school ends. Ask them.
Fuck you.
Big drink?
Yes.
Fuck you. Yeah, little dink.
Little dink. We're not going to talk about my drunken experiences. Speaking of drunken experiences, what do you think about two consenting adults that are both highly intoxicated?
Honestly, I've been in that situation, and it still doesn't feel right. Even though I was intoxicated as well, I felt like I was taking advantage of him. And he keeps telling me, no, you didn't. Like, you always have my consent. I'm like, yeah, but you didn't consent beforehand.
Right.
Which is a big issue for me.
What?
He says I overthink shit.
What is your... actually, I'll get back to you on this next question. Carmen, what about you? What do you think about, you know, BDSM, cosplay, I'm sorry, role play and shit like that? Like, you know, yeah.
I like it regardless. The bondage more so because, how do I put this? You give your partner the, like, squashed consent to do what you please. If you like it, that's that. If you don't, then you're not ready for all types of shit. Physically. What was the other question?
Roleplay.
Roleplay does belong there, yes.
Mm. Like, spicing shit up?
Yeah. Like,
yeah. Sometimes you just want to fuck somebody random. That's literally what it is.
So let's say...
games involved. If it's teacher and professor, that's just some shit you do. But other than that, like, nothing has to be involved. No names, nothing.
So let's say, you know, you two want to, you know, like, okay, let's just throw BDSM there. Because, you know, there's a different ways of doing it. You know, you got the candle wax, you got the whips, you got the chains, you got the latex, leather, whatever. Out of those... ways, out of every way to do bondage in the bedroom, what is your favorite out of those, if you guys like BDSM?
Like, I don't know. I have a latex allergy, so I haven't really experimented that much.
Okay.
It's
too much.
You have to lube yourself up to get into latex, first off. Second off, a majority of people... have latex allergies.
Yeah.
Which is why leather should be the more popular bodysuit. Okay. Or gimp suit, as they're called.
Yeah. What about the other shit, like the candle wax, the whips, the chains?
I've never experienced the candle wax or the whip. I wouldn't like candle wax because who the fuck wants a candle burning on them?
That's, I know, fun. That's like the most retarded one.
But I don't know. I'm curious to try it.
you want to get burned?
Actually, that's not how it happens.
It's just simply going.
No, I know. The
candle wax gently drips down your body. See, if it fucking burns you, like, leaves a fucking mark, then it was too hot and you're using the wrong type of wax.
Exactly.
And I personally...
This shit's fucking stale.
I personally think, regardless of whatever BDSM thing you guys are into, or anyone out there is into, always have a safe word, please.
Okay, what's the whole point of a fucking safe word?
To know when shit goes wrong.
I keep forgetting, you didn't see 50 Shades.
I've only seen the beginning up to the elevator scene. That's it.
That was the second one, I believe.
I got the book, take it away from me in school. I made it 5 words in and started yelling out butt plug. Apparently the word butt plug is not in the first book at all. It was just the first thing that popped into my mind when I read that shitty ass writing. So I just kept chanting butt plug, butt plug, butt plug. I was like 15 or some shit.
Squatch, would you let your man... So you know how they have vibrating panties, the vibrating eggs, whatever, and you know the there's like a remote or like you could control it on your phone.
I would not wear the vibrating panties.
Mm-mm. Okay, would you wear the egg? Like you know, you just put it in your cooch and he controls it at the dinner table, at a restaurant, during a family dinner, the bar.
I'm afraid to have you do that. I sent him a video from TikTok about a while ago, and it's like, why the fuck would you do that to me?
The guy put it on the maximum speed, or like, oh my god.
Well, the guy that handed the vibrating underwear remote to his mom and told her it was for the radio. His girl was trying to drive while his mother's just sitting there pressing the fucking button.
Oh no, that's too much. Fucking crash. What the hell is your problem?
No, that's how white people shit.
Yeah. Okay, come on. We're not doing that shit.
You know it's true.
What is you guys' sexual fantasies?
For a gay millionaire to throw money at me and not want to touch me.
I can't say mine on here.
What the fuck?
Mine are explicit. I can't say it on here.
Okay, this is an explicit podcast.
Now.
What is it? All right, what's that lady from the new Resident Evil? The one who's like 9 foot something.
Oh, shit.
Lady Demiscuous or some shit?
Shit.
I can't pronounce her name.
I call her Lady Dominatrix. That's it.
Yeah. All right, so one of my sexual fantasies is for her to be a real person and to just sit on my face.
And crush your head with her thighs.
Yes. Yes.
I was talking more.
Like, I just want to be, like, suffocated by her fucking titties. I want her to be a real person so that way she can suffocate me with those fucking titties.
There are some people who actually do the cosplay. I've seen them. Wait a minute.
Can sit on my face.
Give me a minute.
As long as they got ID, I will give them to D.
Hold on, give me
like strap on panties and everything. Let's go, I'm ready.
Fuck.
Oh, Lady Demistrius.
Demistrius, yes.
Yeah, you got it right the first time.
Yes. Yeah.
What me. The fuck?
Yeah, me.
Yo, there's too many of them.
All right.
Let's see.
There are some. Oh, wait a minute.
Okay, can we not do that? Yow, shit.
Okay, she got the cakes.
Yep.
She got the cakes.
That's enough of that.
That's a freaking. What is it? What the fuck is it called?
Mod.
Thank you.
Shit?
Get that right in gaming.
And I was talking more like between you and your man, not. Oh, God.
Between me and my man.
Lord.
What do you want him to do to you? I'm scared now.
You asked the question.
I know. I have to.
Pull up your pants.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. Shit's like really passionate when we do things. Like, I don't know. Maybe No, I can't even say toss me around, because with my luck, I'd get injured, because I'm clumsy. I don't know, maybe, like, pin me up against a wall or some shit. Like, he's a legit gigantor.
Yeah, he's taller than me, right?
Yeah. Shit, like, just pick me up and put me up against a wall or a door, something, fucking...
Or just grab my hands and just put me toward the wall like this. Simple as that.
Yeah. Mm. So, Mel, you're gonna have to wear... You're gonna have to wear platforms in order to do that properly? Just kidding.
Fuck you.
That was directed at you.
I know.
Shit, fucking... If you're too uncoordinated to do a wall, fucking just bend over a table and have them hold your hands there.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Shit, maybe car sex? I don't fucking know.
Car sex is fun.
I've never done that.
Car sex is fun.
Yeah, fuck it, I'm gonna get fucked on that green chair right there.
In your reading nook?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Jesus.
A reading chair?
No.
It's a gaming chair, but... The max weight's 200, and he himself is over 200, so, you know, just fucking, like, pop it. I don't know.
Okay.
I can't think of a sexual fantasy. I can think of a food fantasy.
We are not talking about food.
Like, Lee Chen's opening back up, me eating eight tacos in a row from there.
Reopen Lee Chen's. If you guys are Southie kids, you know Lee Chen's is the shit.
Fucking big drink the taco night after we got bounced from the junction for not wanting to pay nine something for fucking five wings or some shit.
Oh, yeah, fuck that.
We're not doing the Wing Wednesday prices. There's a Bruins game on. You did it every other fucking Bruins game. Do it today.
Right.
So we went to Lee Chen's. I ate eight tacos. Then we tried to go to a bar, and I puked once we got outside the bar.
That was
never
fun.
Even made it inside before I started puking.
Literally, she didn't.
Eight tacos in under 12 minutes. That was my personal best if I had been able to keep it down.
Yeah.
I cried.
Oh, it was
Big
bad.
Drink had to escort me home, legit hold me up on my arms because I was crying.
Yeah.
I got more tacos on the way home, though.
And I knew she was gonna do that shit.
I dropped like $30 on tacos that day.
It's food. Just
gotta eat. The 2 a.m. taco dance.
Okay.
Been caught on security doing it.
All right. Since I asked her the question, I gotta ask you now. Your fantasy.
I've already said if I say them, it's gonna be more explicit shit.
And you don't ask me questions. She already gave a PG-13 version of what it should be.
Okay, alright.
So what's your sexual fantasy?
Let's ask you these questions.
Come on,
Oh, boy.
I mean, big drink.
Fuck you. Oh, boy.
Pee-pee boy.
I like, you know...
And tell the truth.
All right.
He likes it up the bum bum.
No, I don't. Yeah. I do not like butt stuff.
Why? It's healthy. The prostate gland has a lot of, like, nerve receptors and shit. Like, it can make it easier for you to come.
I like rough sex, you know. But, like, you know, to a certain extent, like... I'm not really a huge fan of, like, the hand around the throat and choking and slapping. I don't like that shit.
I might consider the hand on the throat if me and him talk about how to do it properly. Because you're not supposed to put weight on the hand.
Don't worry about it, it's Tati.
It's, you're supposed to press down on two pots right at the base of the jawline. Which, technically arteries, which is why I don't understand why you're supposed to apply... so much fucking pressure there.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. Apparently, it feels good when it cuts off oxygen, but you're cutting off oxygen to your brain.
Exactly.
Right, but you have to do it to a certain extent. So, basically, like this.
And he moaned because he's aroused.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. But, yeah, no.
I didn't moan.
I don't know, maybe him just, like, grabbing my neck and making me kiss him. That could be hot, I guess.
We're not doing this in Squatch's room, right? We're not doing that.
You're the only one getting aroused.
Hey.
I'm not.
Look at it. It's caught on recording.
No, I'm thinking of puppies.
I want fucking Taco Bell. How the fuck are you thinking about puppies when I'm thinking about food? We're talking about sex, and the only thing I can think about is food.
Listen, I get foodgasms. I can't think about food. What the fuck? Sissy, little sissy.
No, if I look here, literally fucking Gmail.
So, yeah, you know, I like giving it rough. You know, I like being in control. Yeah, I like to be in control. I like, you know, yes, daddy, no daddy, whatever. Like,
but you question why.
I do question that. I do question that. Like, what the hell?
Because some guys' names aren't moanable. Like, imagine having to moan the name Earl.
Earl.
Or Nigel. Like, no, it has to be daddy sometimes.
Okay.
Right.
All right. I guess I understand. I thought it was like, you know, y'all had daddy issues or something.
No, a lot of people who say, daddy, it's have good relationships with their father. It's just that the person they're fucking doesn't have a moanable name.
What the hell?
What?
I felt it vibrate on the bed. I don't know.
Oh, that was probably your fat or some shit.
No.
There's videos on TikTok about that exact subject.
We're not doing TikTok here.
Imagine being with someone who doesn't have a moanable name.
Like the guy named Freedom.
I want you to suck the soul out of me, Mildred. Please break my back, Norm. Like,
bro, when the girl doesn't have a moanable name, legit, oh baby, oh babe, oh mommy. That doesn't mean the guy has mommy issues.
No, that's one thing I'll never say.
Not every guy has mommy issues.
I'll never say, oh, mommy. Like, I'll be like, oh, yeah, baby,
bullshit.
That's it.
Bullshit. No. You used to call the fucking Hobbit mommy. You showed me the messages. You used to call her mommy.
Oh, yeah. That's only because she made me. Like.
Oh, she made you. That little Spanish girl made you. Like, no, you were Poppy and she was mommy. God.
Yeah.
Like, no, she wanted you guys to be fucking ghetto superstars together.
Oh, Lord.
Hell, I was Big Poppy at one point with this one. It went from Big Poppy, Big Daddy, and now it's Fat Daddy. I like Fat Daddy.
I personally think about your name, it's not moanable.
I know it's so not. Like, one time a girl tried that, and I'm like, yeah, I can't finish.
It probably sounds like she's asking a question.
That's
right?
What I'm saying. Yeah, right? Yeah, like what the fuck? Like I was so confused. Like no, what's you guys' favorite position?
Socks. No,
I'm looking. I was like, hell yeah, I keep my socks on too.
Oh yeah. Okay, you guys. Okay, you keep your socks on during sex?
I try to keep as much clothes on as I can.
Hell no, I gotta be butt-ass naked. I need my body to breathe. I sweat when I fuck.
Well, we all do, but sometimes the socks help.
Especially in a hot-ass room.
For females, the socks help us come faster. Or come at all.
Mm. Yeah.
Mind you, a lot of females don't come from vaginal penetration
right.
alone.
Yeah.
Bitch, focus on the clit.
Mm.
Right. It's not a doorbell. It's a nice, shiny, fucking silver spoon that you just stolen from a fucking restaurant, and you're polishing it. Sometimes you gotta polish it really fast. Sometimes you have to do it really slow.
And some people don't know how to give head to females. It's fucked up.
I'll be honest, I'm not a pro at it, but, you know.
Lie again.
Okay, alright, fine. The night we got engaged, yeah, we had a fun night.
That was the only night you were good at it.
No.
No, that was the only night that I lasted more than 2 minutes.
I am so sorry, Carmen. I am so sorry.
I'm sorry. But listen, what did you expect? We were in her room with, you know, her sister and her sister's boyfriend at the time. So, like, you know, I want a quickie, and I just need to finish quick because I don't want one of them waking up watching us. I get shy. That's why I'll be a terrible porn star.
Okay, but you wanted to come quickly. What about her needs?
Yeah, true. I understand that. Yeah.
Like, your needs come second to the female's needs.
Sometimes I want to last until the fucking, like, 6 o'clock in the morning sometimes. Sometimes, not all the time. If we just gotta do it simply because of the situation. Get the fuck done, but make sure I squirt too.
So, Carmen, I think I've asked you this before on your podcast, if, you know, your position. I believe you said back shots.
I said back shots. There's literally songs you can do back shots to. Mm. And I will not put that on.
What are back shots?
So doggy style.
It's doggy style, but there's a certain rhythm to it.
Oh.
Yeah. Listen out, Nady.
Listen.
She only does one position.
No, I do several, actually.
Before, you only used to do one. Missionary.
Missionary get boring after a while. It does.
What is missionary? On top, right?
Yes.
Guy okay. on top.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's never a girl on top, because apparently that's cowgirl.
Yeah, that's cowgirl.
Yeah.
If the girl's facing away from you, it's reverse cowgirl.
Reverse cowgirl, yeah.
If you're both sitting up, I don't know what the fuck that's called. I call it a fucking spider monkey. Shit, it's easier for you both to come at the same time than spider monkey, I believe.
Oh, Jesus.
Then a doggy.
Yeah.
I ain't never do reverse cowgirl. That's fucking scary. That's that shit that causes panic attacks.
And that I could break the guy's dick.
And a fucking doggy can cause panic attacks, too. Mm.
Yeah. I don't know.
Any other questions?
Music during sex? Question mark?
No.
That's how I lost my virginity, and I haven't done it since.
That's how I did, too.
If it's to set a certain mood, it has to be the right song. That's all I'm going to say.
It was a very romantic song called Fuck by Bring Me the Horizon. It's a heavy... It's what used to be considered heavy metal. And it's basically about rough sex and being young and in love. And it's like 3 minutes long.
Mm.
So imagine listening to that on repeat for like 15 minutes.
Jesus Christ.
I couldn't listen to that song for 7 years afterwards.
For me, it was, the Weeknd and Ty Dolla $ign or Nah. That's a song I lost my virginity to.
Never heard of it.
Okay.
I didn't know The Weeknd started making songs before that that strippery song. The one that was in 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, Earned It?
No.
Well, there was multiple songs by him movies.
The one that was on the radio.
Oh, shit.
It sounded like sad strippers would be dancing to it.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. I forget.
Wait, oh, sad fuck. Strippers? Oh, God.
Do you remember any of the lyrics?
Touch me and now feel me. When I'm fucked up, that's the real me.
The Hills. The Hills.
Oh.
Yeah, that was The Hills.
Why the fuck is it called The Hills? I don't remember anything about Hills being in that fucking song.
I have no idea why. But, okay. Have you guys ever had the worst sex of your life and to the point where you just had to fake orgasm?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tragic, isn't it?
I mean, it's easier for females to fake an orgasm than a man.
Right. If Dallas to try it, we'd know.
Like, how the fuck are you gonna fake that little dick hop jump shit that your dicks do when you guys are coming?
Oh, yeah.
Like, females have muscles that we can expand and contrast to make it seem like we're fucking orgasming. Mm-hmm. Literally, if you just do Kegels, you can fake an orgasm.
You took my word.
Sorry. Oh, I promise not to say Kegels at you guys' wedding then.
Oh, God.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I'll just yell it out after I drink.
Oh my God.
Along with butt plug.
In a random location.
No, and that's where I'd be like, building. I'd be like, Kegel! Yo, security, get her out of here.
You guys look up, the priest is gone, it's just me in a kilt.
Oh my God.
We're here today to talk about butt plugs.
G's over here talking about, you know, since he's my best man, he's talking about how he's going to bring 2 bottles of Douce, and when he gets the microphone to say the speech, he's going to be drunk as shit.
Fucking. Remember when I was supposed to be your best man? Then you act some little whore?
Oh my god.
And then he didn't work out, so you said that I can be a best man again, and then you changed it to I can be a best man again if I pay for your bachelor party.
That's fucked which up.
Which is why G is your best man now.
He ain't even paying for your bachelor party.
Like, but he fucking better.
No, that's not how bachelor parties work. They pay for the first round of drinks, so the first lap dance. Then you're on your own for the
that's
rest of the
fine.
Night.
That's fine. That's fine.
It's
care.
Not paying for the whole fucking bachelor party. You wanted me to pay for everyone. Bitch, I'm not even going to be able to pay
no,
for myself.
No, you just pay for me.
Hell no, you told me to pay for everyone. I'm pretty sure I still have a screenshot of the text message somewhere.
I don't know.
Meow, meow.
I love those thingies.
So I don't know. Do you guys have any questions?
For you.
Mm-hmm.
Has a girl ever faked an orgasm on you?
Hell yeah.
Definitely.
Ooh. Yeah. The demon is what we call her.
The midget?
No.
The other midget?
The four-eyed bitch.
Yeah, they're both midgets, though.
Yeah, whatever. Literally, I would try to last as long as possible with her, and like to the point where she made it so believable when she would fake
because
it.
Because that's the whole point. We have to make y'all believe.
And then later on,
feel good at the same time.
And then later on, we're laying in bed, and I'm like, "You faked it, didn't you?" She's like, "Yeah, I'm sorry." I'm like, "Fuck! Now we gotta try again in like 30 minutes."
Like, literally, we need to get the men to wrap it up.
It would piss me off, you know.
Me, I did it simply because there's no flames in the fucking fireplace at all. My last relationship was horrible because the man didn't know what the fuck he was doing. It was like he was fucking like a jackrabbit. And that's horrible.
Hey, to be fair, I didn't know what I was doing for the first couple years. I started having sex. I lost my virginity at 17. I didn't know what I was doing the first
now
day.
Now you're with me and you sitting there literally, saying you know how to kiss from porn. You butthead.
No, I was trying to do missionary and I couldn't even find her pussy.
I mean, that's
wrong. I'm sorry, my ass is big.
No, not you. I'm talking about when I lost my virginity. The girl I lost my virginity to.
I mean, my Gigantor, I have his V card. He learned a lot of the moves he knows from watching porn. Why? Because porn is inspiration.
It's
not education. Oh, it is inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a healthy sex life, you have to remember, porn is inspiration, not education. Like, watch porn. Talk about possibly doing those positions. Do not just try to bend her like she's a fucking pretzel. And apparently a cream pie is when the guy comes in you and not near the opening. Oh. I did not know that. I had to Google what a cream pie was.
Yeah.
Me.
Wow.
I spent all that time cleaning just to trash it.
Well, yeah, I actually hated that
shit. Time to flip
shit.
The bed.
What do you guys think about, like, safe sex? You think it's...
It's important. What the fuck do you mean?
Yeah.
All right, you okay, you and I can't say shit.
No, we can't. But I am on birth control, so...
Right. And I'm clean as a whistle.
Have you shown her an STD panel test, anything?
I
so she's just supposed to take you at your word?
Listen, maybe my health records is on the app on my phone.
Would it be an up-to-date STD panel?
Yeah.
Meaning you and fucking
there
Fivehead?
There was a question mark.
Between you and between her and Fivehead, did you get tested?
Yeah, I got tested after I left Fivehead.
Give me the dog.
Which time?
That was last year.
His name's Stephanie.
Last year, last May.
It's a dog.
No, actually, no. No, it was 2 months after we broke up.
It's a dog.
So yeah, like towards the end of 2019. No, I'm always on top of my health. Like, everyone
bitch,
that knows
me knows
that.
You were still hooking up with her at the beginning of the pandemic.
No. It was before the pandemic started.
No, because you were secretly with her in February of 2020. Up until May.
No, she was just using me for my money. I wasn't hooking up with
what
her.
What money?
Still.
What money? She makes more money than you. How is she using you for your money?
Okay, I'm confused which one we're talking about here.
Five head, glasses.
Oh, her. Yeah. You're right.
She don't have dreams.
No, has no. Dreams. Okay, yeah. So after her, you know, because she ended up
feature-length movies in her head every time she sleeps.
Yeah, after her, she was like hooking up with like other dudes, and you know, I got tested in May of last year. That was, you know, and it was a pain in the ass to get a physical. Like I was surprised I was the first on the list. Because literally, they were like, oh.
I need to get one. It's been years.
Shit. Damn, I think I'm past due. Yeah, I'm past due for mine this year. Bro, fuck.
I've been past due.
Shit. All right. I got to take care of that. Why the hell?
I don't know.
It's like fucking 4-year anniversary's coming up, and it's been 3 years since I got tested, and the fucking health app keeps telling me that I'm overdue. I don't want to do it. I don't want to fucking pee in a cup just for them to tell me that they'll mail me my results, and they never do.
Oh, hell no. I ask for phone calls. I'd be like, yo, call me, leave me a voicemail, whatever. Text me that I'm negative, positive, like, whatever.
I got the MyChat for a reason. I want to be able to see the fucking results.
You know something? You know, a question that they always ask, and I understand why they ask this. Like, you know, if you were to test positive, how would you react? I'm like, well, I'm not going to kill myself or anything.
I would. So, if I somehow contracted chlamydia from hooking up with the same person for years after I took their virginity, I would kill myself. Like, I get it. It can lay dormant in someone It can lay dormant in a female. I think the fucking record is 5 years before the lady started showing symptoms.
Mm.
But, like, I'd fucking kill myself.
It's hot here.
It is.
Okay. How? Damn it.
Oh, God. That made
no, I mean, I like, took...
Is your head empty?
I mean, I took the leap of faith with the fucking... Ka-tunk. Fucking chihuahua. Can y'all stop touching my head?
Nah, it makes a noise.
Jesus.
Hold on.
How? Can you stop? Damn it.
No, we're trying to get the rattle noise to come back.
Oh, boy. What else to talk about?
Titty biscuits.
Titty biscuits?
Incorporating food into sex.
No.
Yay or nay?
Yay or nay?
Incorporating genitals or anything into
food. Oh, like... Put like if I was to put my dick in a taco or something.
No, you dummy.
No, I mean like.
Or in a hot dog bun.
Look at the shit we seen on fucking Spencer's yesterday. There was edibles.
Oh yeah. There was that throat numbing thing, the blueberry flavored one. Man,
this girl who I rejected was addicted to that throat numbing candy. Shit.
Yeah.
Did you know
that
shit contains
menthol,
meth.
Oh, shit.
It contained amphetamines.
No, thank you.
This bitch used to go there 5 times a week and steal the whole display each time. Mm-mm. It's why the employees call the cops as soon as they catch people stealing now.
Yeah.
Mind you, this bitch was like 14 doing it.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
She shouldn't have been in that section. What the fuck?
She shouldn't have been allowed in there. You're supposed to be 18.
At Spencer's?
Yeah.
No, it's only if you're going to buy the sex stuff.
No, because of all the piercing.
Oh, that's right. They do have piercings there, too. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
And because everything in there is for adults.
Yeah, no shit.
Like, shit, you used to have to be 16 to go into Hot Topic.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. I used to fucking sneak in there at 13.
Yeah, I would walk in there at 10.
I looked like a fucking teenage boy when I would sneak in there.
What does he mean stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, the dick lollipops and shit.
Yeah! Like, just, like, doing weird sexy shit with food and shit.
Yeah, okay. Edible panties.
I've thought about doing it, but I wouldn't know how to make it sexy.
I'd eat it.
Exactly. Like, are we supposed to fuck while we eat? Because that's how people end up choking. Do you want to waste food? Because that's how you end up wasting food.
The fuck is that? Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, so since both of y'all are into girls, what's your body part? Are you like titties, ass?
I don't have a preferred body part.
I don't either.
I thought you were gonna ask what girls are better at than men.
I mean, yeah, I'll ask that too.
What are girls better at doing than men?
Yeah,
a lot.
Girls. Right. Girls do girls better.
Yeah, but, like...
Bi and lesbian women have to fake orgasm significantly less, and they are more likely to come during sex. Than they are with a man.
Yeah.
Want to why? Because men don't know what the fuck they're doing. They just assume that because they're the man and they're taking charge that they automatically know what they're doing. Bruh, if I have to draw out a fucking roadmap for you to find my fucking clit instead of licking the fucking side of the lip, like the outer lip, like, hello. First off. Second off, you can't just focus solely on the clit. Other parts down there need attention too, like the fucking vaginal opening.
So you take the rotary to the gooch in the bottom of the pussy.
Like, shit, just spell out their name with your fucking tongue.
I do the alphabet.
Yeah. Like, shit, legit, try spelling out their name with your tongue.
That, you know, I was taught that in rehab. I was taught in rehab how to eat pussy with an orange.
Are you kidding me?
I'm dead ass.
I was taught with another girl's vagina.
Oh, my God. And then finally I did it for the first time. And I'm like, oh, wow. No, I didn't learn. No, that's not how I learned. I watched a 4-hour tutorial video on Pornhub.
Tutorial.
I need a tutor. But
yeah, it was like
tutorial.
It was, fuck you guys. It was like, yeah. Okay, it, that's basically what it was.
Fucking I learned how to do it just by going down on a girl one day. It was one of my ex-girlfriend's friends. I had caught my ex-girlfriend cheating on me while we were together. So her friend invited me over. She was hot. She was flirting with me. Yeah, I made her scream.
Fun. That's a whole Jerry Springer episode right there. Shit.
I've never done it. Like, I only have lesbian tendencies if I'm drunk. Point blank, period.
She's right.
I'm fucking scared to date another female. These Southie broads are fucked.
Yeah, they are.
You kidding me? Fucking one of them stabbed me in the leg. Same one actually sliced my stomach. Mm-mm. One put cigarettes out on me. One claimed that I abused her when I broke up with her because I caught her cheating on me with a man. After she claimed she was, you know, a lesbian.
Full-blown lesbian, yeah.
And then she admitted on Facebook that I never put my hands on her. And that she only dated me for attention from the guy, so that way he would pay attention to her.
That
is wicked.
Like, I don't trust these Southie broads. Apparently, I was the issue in the relationships, but guess what?
I did more work than he did.
Like, let's see. They all fucking aren't friends with each other anymore. Regularly bash each other on fucking Instagram, Twitter, whatever the fuck else apps they have. And they just fucking hate each other. They talk shit and be passive aggressive whenever they run into each other in public. And yeah. But all of them love me now when they see me in public. They all run up to me and give me a hug, ask me how I'm doing, ask me out on a date. Like, clearly I wasn't the fucking problem.
It was you talking about fucking... Oh, I love you. Commitment issues.
Fuck these bitches. They ain't getting love from me. They might get their pussy ate, but they ain't getting love.
Have you... Okay. Have you ever had to leave a guy because of his... because he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing in bed?
No, mainly because I did not have sex with a lot of the guys I was with.
Ah. Okay. I respect that. I personally believe that, you know, the relationship is not based on sex.
It's not.
It's really not. Like, you don't have to fuck all the time.
Like, sex is
you
fun.
You don't have to have sex
but
at
it's
all.
It's not necessary.
You know, like, if you're bored and you want to do it, just do it. You know?
Like, come here, baby.
I have a friend, and she told me that the way she was conceived was because I'm... her parents were on the couch and Seinfeld wasn't on, so they just did it.
Oh my God.
Like, that's a hell of a shit.
I don't believe that. Oh, gosh.
Let's talk about that.
I was conceived because my sister was down for a nap.
I was just going to ask you, ask both of you.
I don't know the story, and I've asked my mother.
Me and my sister are 14 months apart to the date. So clearly, my mom put my sister down for nap time. My dad was like, ooh, sexy time.
Oh, my God.
Then around 9 months later, here I am. I made the milk taste sour.
I hope to hell they don't hear us upstairs.
My sister still doesn't let me live that down. You made the milk sour.
Carvin, you said you don't know the story.
No. Literally, the way it's being put, I don't know how I was conceived. The way my mother tells me how her and my father were before, they were friends regardless. And when they got together, my mom was 16. Mm. I fucking forget how old my father was. But it's like, regardless of the situation, they were friends before. And they're still friends after. They don't talk as much, but...
Yeah.
I don't know how I was conceived. I fear for God. If I know the story, I will not.
Maybe it's those back shots you were talking about.
I don't know.
Yo.
I had a coworker. I told her my freaking dad's name. Literally, she made a whole joke about it. Literally.
Your dad does have a cool ass
name. Hell yeah.
He does, but it's like my coworker.
And your brother too.
My coworker made a goofy ass fucking joke simply about like how my mom and my dad would just, you know, do their business. She literally sat here and said, my dad said this to my mom. Would you like it shaken or stirred, baby? I'm like, what? Stop!
No. Shaken, never stirred.
Right. Oh my God.
Wait, Jesus. Is it stirred, never shaken, or shaken, never stirred?
I don't know.
I can't remember the fucking knows. Sean Connery line.
The story my dad tells me
was that him and your mummy got drunk and high, went to B Street Park, and he bent her over the slide.
Yeah, apparently they fucked all over that slide. And that's the park that I grew up at.
Same.
And I was mad that they would allow me to play in that park after. They conceived me there. What the actual
get all
fuck?
Business.
I mean, you're going to have to conceive a kid there just to keep the family tradition going.
No.
Because your mom wasn't conceived in America. So, you're the first generation conceived in America. You were conceived at that park.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my next niece and nephew has to be conceived there now.
Oh, my God.
I already had a dream about it. It's going to be a baby girl. Like, you're going to give me a niece. I'm not going to be able to hold a little baby boy.
I thought you would want another nephew, because you already have two nieces. You might even it up.
I have more than two nieces. I have four.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Brian, Nolan, and then two others.
Who are both named Sav.
Hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Damn. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yep.
My next baby, no. I want to be a girl.
No. Like, shortly after I had the dream you would propose, I was like, yeah, you're going to give me a nephew. I started having a dream that you would hand me a little fucking baby girl.
Oh, shit.
It's not fair. It's the same type of dreams I would have when my youngest niece was... Around the time she was conceived. Her mother didn't believe me. I bought the pregnancy test. She said she was going to punch me if they came out positive because she hadn't missed her period yet. She found out a week and a half before she missed her period that she was pregnant, and she tried to swing on me. You fucking jinxed me!
Oh, shit.
Literally, since the day she conceived, I'm like, I'm getting another niece. You're not giving me a nephew. It's another niece. This isn't fair.
You wanna know what's crazy? I told Big Drink about a freaking dream I had. It's similar to what you said, but there were babies involved, but it was twin boys.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, ugh.
Shit.
This is a scary message.
Yeah, I know.
And TikTok and Facebook are fucking with me right now.
Yo, for real.
Because of all the cute little baby videos?
Yeah.
Not even that. It's just like, you know how some people started doing tarot cards?
Shit.
Oh, my God.
I mean, crazy. I have two different decks.
No, I know. But I feel like certain people who start out, they still don't know what they're doing.
I know.
Right. And then I seen one said, oh, what was it? when will you have your next baby and what will it be? It said November of this year and it's going to be a boy. I'm like, wait a minute.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. You remember it. I showed you it last night.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you did show me that.
Bruh, I went to one of those psychics out in Quincy. I'm not going to say any details about my visit, just that I didn't even give my full first name. I did not give my birthday, nothing. Just told them my nickname, which is four letters. He knew how old I was. He knew a lot about my childhood.
Mm.
And he knew a lot about my romantic situation just from looking at four cards. Like, there's a proper way to read cards and there's an improper way. And a lot of these TikTok bitches probably don't know what the fuck they're doing.
They don't.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This motherfucker read my palms and he's like, girl, don't do it. I'm like, don't do what? He's like, you know what I'm talking about. Don't fucking do it. And I was thinking about doing something really fucking stupid. He's like, yeah, it's a big decision, isn't it? And I'm like, you're an asshole.
You're mad because he did his job?
I'm mad. Like, I didn't go there to be personally attacked. I went there because my best friend had never had a reading done. And I was like, fuck it, you know. I'm known for making those fake psychics cry. Because I can do cold readings just like them. And I've made one of many fake psychics cry at the fucking Brockton Fair, the Renaissance Fair.
Oh my god.
But no, this motherfucker wouldn't even make eye contact with me. We're both wearing the face mask. And like, we're barely making any contact. I'm giving him minimum information so that way he can't do a cold reading. And this motherfucker's still getting everything spot on and calling me out on my own bullshit. Like, sir, I did not come here to be personally attacked. I came here to personally attack.
Oh my god.
Where's the old bitch who was supposed to do my reading? Why am I getting a fucking guy who's around my age calling me out on my bullshit?
Oh my god, dude, that's crazy. So we got a few minutes left.
Gay.
I know. Unfortunately, Anchor only gives me 60 minutes.
I mean, that's a lot more than you give Carmen.
Are you...
Her face at all!
That's fucked up, man.
It's fucked up, but it's true.
Personal attack, huh?
Yeah. I tried, but then she started doing these cheerleading stretches, and I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm about to bust.
Are you mad?
No. Literally, I'm on top. She does this shit. I'm like, fuck, damn it. She goes, no, not yet, baby. And she was like, baby, I want to finish so bad. And I'm like, do it. Just let it out because I can't hold my shit much longer.
Like, bitch, when a girl says she wants to finish so bad, you make her finish. You help her.
And when she let go, it was like, don't go chasing waterfalls.
Fucking stupid ass.
I thought that, though.
We're going to have to make another episode.
Oh, God. Should we?
Fucking part two.
You want to do part two? Yeah.
When are we going to do part two?
You can do it right now. I got time before work.
You want to go out? I still have to shower then go work out. I ain't shaving.
Why would you shower before working out? You should do it after.
I don't fucking know.
Ugh. All right.
I need to wash my hair. I think that's why I got a shower.
We're going to take a 15-minute break.
No, we're not taking a 15-minute break.
We'll be back tomorrow after these messages. Unpaid messages. Now listen to the music in my head. Hey.
Stop. You can add music to this. She just never does.
No, I don't want that. All right, so that's it for us, right? You guys got anything else to say in the last 3 minutes?
No.
Little dink.
Okay. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, shit, I'm
This
sorry.
Is the social circle. Thank you, Carmen.
I fucking set a pedo on me for some reason.
I'm sorry.
The centipede ate my fucking spider.
What?
It ain't my fucking pet jumping spider. I've watched it happen.
Oh my god.
I'm in the bathroom fucking screaming. He's in here just sitting on his ass doing nothing. Ignoring me. Texting you, probably.
Oh, God.
You butthead. Let a spider die.
Exactly. You let my great-great-great-great-grandson die. What is wrong with you?
I don't know a lot of things.
That's why you ain't got no, like, bitches or, like, monies or...
Fuck you.
Yeah, you haven't even monetized this shit.
Monetize what? Oh, yeah, not yet. I'm working on that. But anyways, that's it for us. Thank you, Squatch. The thank you, Carmen. Judgment has feasted. Check out Carmen's podcast.
It's a squirrel.
Carmen's Corner.
I've seen a squirrel. It went like this.
And check me out right here on Anchor.
And check thank out you for Sophie joining. Squatch. She ain't got no shit going on, but, you know, just check her out.
Yeah, check out Southie Squatch.
She ain't got no podcast, nothing. She's just talking shit in the background about everyone.
But thank you guys for joining us in the season one finale of The Social Circle. Season two will start soon. Thank you guys.
You don't keep talking about sports, you know.
Yo, fuck sports ball.
No, no. Congratulations to the Boston Red Sox winning.
Oh, my God.
Winning last night.
Red Sox suck. The fucking Bambino curse is going to make them suck for the rest of their lives.
First off, the Bambino curse was broken in 2004.
No. Yes, and it's been back ever fucking since.
No, we've won three more ever since. What the hell?
2004, it's 2021.
Yeah, we won 2007, 2013, and 2018. And I only got less. I only got 45 seconds left, so I gotta go.
17 years.
See you guys
three
later.
Fucking wins.
Bye.